setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's all about you, because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed, and it means you must do it. There's a responsibility for you to be the true you. Why? Because we are put on this planet to contribute for the common good. And so we're specifically focusing that mandate on our work. Do we work to live, to just have the things we need? Or do we live to work, in that we work to contribute, to make a difference? This isn't about power. It's not about fame. It's not about fortune. It's about significance. That is true success, being who you were created to be. So we're going to help you by getting you clear on what you do best and what you love to do most. From there, it's all about getting qualified. And then you want to get connected. You want to get hired or get started. And then you're going to get promoted. You're going to get that dream job, and you're going to keep moving until you get to a point where you are working in full meaning and you're giving yourself away. That's the journey. 844-747-2577, the number. Today is your day. Let's go. Matthew joins us in The Colony, Texas. Matthew, you're on The Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure, Matthew. How can I help?
Well, I have a passion for writing that I would like to start turning into a side business, but I have no idea how to build a client base, and I was wondering if you could give me some pointers on getting that started.
Yeah, sure. So give me an ideal client. Don't overthink this, but you know, who would be somebody that would be an ideal client for you to get paid to write for them?
Well, my passion is writing short stories, and I would really just like to find a publisher, a magazine, or something like that, that I could get my works out there and kind of establish a presence.
Okay, but that's different than what you asked me. Okay, so just to delineate that, you said, oh, I'm looking for clients. You're not looking for clients. In this case, you're looking for a publisher, someone who's going to pay you to publish, for the right to publish your work. So that's a little bit different. So writing short stories, we're talking about, I'm guessing, fiction. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's different. So before I move any further, are we on the same page? Are you looking for copywriting, writing for actual clients, or was that just a misrepresentation?
Well, now that I think about it, I suppose it would be more of looking for a publisher.
Okay, good. That's okay. And by the way, that's okay. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page, because because the journeys are different. And so I don't need to delineate how they're different now, but if you want to become a published author, there are a lot of ways to become published. You can self-publish. You can be published on websites. You can be, and what I mean is you contribute to a website, you know, maybe that puts out short stories. Again, I've not done any research on this, but the idea is you can be published yourself. You can publish in online mediums, if you will, on online mediums. You can be in the traditional publishing, where a publishing house publishes your stuff. You could be in compilation pieces, where maybe you are contributing to somebody else. So that's kind of the quick snapshot of all the different places that you could get published. But what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to start writing and keep writing. So you're going to love this strategy. You're going to go, oh, okay, this is pretty simple. It's start writing, keep writing, show your work, and rinse and repeat. You're just going to have to crank out a lot of stuff. And the good news is that you can do this on the side. This is not a full-time job, because you'll starve quickly. But you've got to build two things. You've got to build your writing muscle, truly creating finished works, and then you've got to build your reputation. And And then I would throw in possibly a third thing, which could be looped into reputation, and that's build your platform. Because publishers are going, okay, we want to publish somebody who maybe have a little bit of a following. Now, I will say this, in fiction, maybe it's not that big a deal if they go, we know how to get it out into the fiction spaces. But that's how you're going to have to do it. And again, this is why I wrote the proximity principle. For somebody like you who goes, I know I want to write, Ken, but how in the world do I actually get to the point where I'm getting paid and paid well? This is going to be the right people in the right places. Do you have my book?
No, sir, I do not.
All right, you do now. I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you, Ken.
Because, Matthew, listen, your journey is going to be much like my journey into broadcasting. It's a tough, tough industry to break into because more than most industries, it's who you know. And so until you build up the really good contacts and experience, you're going to have to do a lot of connecting, volunteering, writing for free, getting yourself out there, okay? But right. I'm going to give you the book. It gives you the five people you need to be around, the five places you need to be in. But let me encourage you as you get the book today and begin to read it. You are going to have to work this plan. I give you a clear path here. I tell you the people, the places, and the practices. And you're going to have to commit to this, that this could be a 5, 7, 10-year journey till you're making the kind of money you want to make as a writer. And you have to commit to that because everybody's willing to say, I'll do whatever it takes, Ken. But then I go, well, what if it takes a lot longer than you think? Are you willing to wait as long as it takes? And so understand that the proximity principle will get you there. Well, you'll get opportunities. That's what it's all about. The right people plus the right places equals opportunity. Embrace that, Matthew. But understand, the only way this is going to work outside of using the proximity principle and doing the things I told you to do earlier, is that you commit to stay with it. That's the game changer. Let's go to a social media question from our official Ken Coleman community on Facebook. Planning to... move cross country. Should I move before finding employment? I haven't been able to build career relationships, being that I'm not in the area to where I'm moving. The answer is you should not move before finding employment unless you have planned financially to do so. So this would be wherever you're at in your budget. If you're trying to pay off debt, you're going to have to get to a point where you saved up 3 to 6 months of expenses if you're planning to move without employment. But I don't think you have to do it that way. In fact, I know you don't have to do it that way. I would prefer that you take some vacation time, you spend some weekends, you start looking at your national database of relationships, and every one of you listening in has this. And you go, I'm looking to move to this area, I'm looking for this kind of work, who do you know in that area? And if you stay with it long enough and you hustle and really turn over those rocks to find those relationships, you can get employment before you move. That's the best way. But you can do it without relationships, but you better have the finances put aside. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you can get clear, confident, and summon the courage you need to step forward on the path towards your purpose. Everybody's got a reason why they're here. And that's why we are here, to help you figure out your unique role. You are needed and you must do it. Stop comparing yourself to everybody else. Stop trying to be what others wanted you to be and be who you were created to be. Do work that matters to you because you know it matters. to others. Work that you're good at, work that you love. This is success. To see your significant contribution come alive in the workplace. 844-747-2577 is the number. KenColeman.com, the website. We've got great articles, free resources to help you get hired. All of that at the website. And you need to join the conversation. Great content. A little behind-the-scenes stuff going on all the time on Instagram at Ken Coleman. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Jacob, who's on the line in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Jacob, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
I am living the dream, Jacob. How can I help?
Well, I was just wondering if I'm on the right path. I think I figured out what I'm supposed to be doing in this life, and that would be starting a business. I do well in a professional and team-building environment. And with the small jobs that I've picked up, I just can't seem to fit in anywhere, whichever position that they've put me in. So I just find it better, in my mind, if I were to start some sort of business, that I could control the environment and put what I think my value is to the company in.
Mm. Well, there's a lot going on in what you just said in there.
Yes, sir.
What makes me pause is you're not sure what the business is, or do you know the business idea?
I've had a business idea of recovery and repossession.
What does that mean? You talk about like repoed items because people's debt, and then you want to help them recover it?
Correct.
Okay, that's interesting. What's the connection? What's the why behind that? Why does that give you some juice?
Just like I said, I can control what the business puts in.
Yeah, you said that it, well, it does and it doesn't. You've not fit in at all these other places, and so one of the reasons you want to start your own business is because you can control the environment. And there's some red flags there if I'm being completely brutally honest with you. Because I'd want to know why you think you don't fit in all these places and how, if you were in charge, the environment would be different so that you fit in your own environment. Help me understand that real quick.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I can set the standards in the company to which everybody could be able to achieve and make it more friendly environment, I guess you can say.
Okay. All right. If that's the issue, then that's fine. But I still want to know why you haven't fit in all these other places. What would be your assessment if you had to give a summary?
I have felt like any of my opinions or even my help itself for the company just isn't heard.
Mm. Why do you think that is?
Low man on the totem pole.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about starting this business. Have you sat with anybody who's in this business to understand the ins and outs of what it really takes to operate and succeed a business like this?
No, this has just been a thought process.
Okay, great. Is that why you called me as to what to do next? Or because you said, am I on the right track? And I've not heard anything that says this is the thing that you were put on this planet to do. Because when I asked you your why, it's more about, well, I can be my own boss. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that, Jacob. It's just, that's not enough for me. Because I'm always, as you know, you've listened to the show. It's why you called. I want to make sure it's in your sweet spot, meaning that you're using what you do best to do work that you really love. And so if this business is in that sweet spot and you can hold that light up to it and go, yep, this is going to allow me to fully do what I do best and really enjoy the work. Everything about this is going to be enjoyable for me, and I'm also good at it. I can pull it off. If it meets that test, then I'm all in, because there are multiple businesses and ideas you could do. So you have to be the guy who answers that. But as far as what you do next, I mean, I wouldn't even think about starting this business until you have used my proximity principle and get around people that are running this business, this type of business, and treat it like it's a research project in college. I've got to do a dissertation, a big time research paper on running this kind of business. What does it take? What all is involved? you've got to get a really clear picture on all of this so that you can go, oh, now that I know everything I need to know and I have a clear snapshot of this, do I still want to do this? Does that make sense, Jacob?
Yes.
Okay, so that has to happen first. And you don't need a degree to run this kind of business. So you can take that off the table, because after somebody gets clear, the next step is get qualified. Get clear, get qualified, get connected. In this case, there's no qualification from any institution or anything like that. The qualification is actually using the proximity principle and truly learning what it takes. May not even be a bad idea to volunteer some of your time to observe how that business operates. But that's what you've got to do. If after you get clarity on what it's going to take, and you go, yep, I'm in for that, I'm all in, then and only then do you say, all right, I'm in, I'm going to go after this. Now, what does it look like next? What you got to do next is go, okay, what's the capital investment that I'm going to need to get this thing up and running? Is it just simply renting some office space, or can I do this out of my garage? You know, what's involved when you're helping clients repossess what's been taken from them due to debt? Doesn't sound to me like this is a capital intense business. So, but we need to set out and go, okay, this is what it's going to take to get started. Is this something I start on the side while I'm holding down a day job? Because my advice for all entrepreneurs who want to start something, here it is, pretty simple stuff. Write it down, look at it every day if you're in the same boat as Jacob. Start small, grow slow. Start small, grow slow. If that's your mantra, then you are going to not injure yourself and put yourself in a hole when you start out. And that's huge. Start small, grow slow. It's so important. I talked about this at yesterday's show, and we have so many people that are listening right now that are either in a side business, or they're going to start a side business, or they want to start a side business. And I couldn't think of anything more exciting and exhilarating. But the human spirit, there's something about our souls and then our minds follow where we want to launch it fast. We want to make it go big. And so what will happen is we'll get so sucked into the romantic, beautiful story that we all want. And if you're not careful, the focus on that will make you make decisions based on the mountaintop instead of focusing on the starting line. It's okay to have a little bit of dreaming and say, here's where I'd love to be 10, 20 years from now. But you got to quickly pull yourself out of that vision and not get so emotional that you can't think clearly and go, no, wait a second, that's great. Certainly want to be there one day, but that's not realistic. What's realistic is I have got to get on the starting line. I've got to get in the starting blocks. So how do I best start the race? And you ask yourself, what does the plan need to be to start right? Now, if you have that mentality, then everything else gets in alignment, because I'm thinking about the right things. Therefore, I'm going to act based on the right thought process. How do I start the best? Not start the biggest, the fastest, the best way, which means the safest way to just wade into the pool. That's what you got to consider. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Let's address this. I'm jostling you folks. I hope I'm pushing you. And when you got to step out and change jobs, even change career paths, I know it's frustrating. Do you ever feel like you're just sending job applications into a black hole and you don't even know if anybody's seen them? It's just worse than a no. It's crickets. So my friends at ZipRecruiter can help. ZipRecruiter is the number one job site in the United States, and they don't keep you in the dark. Every time your application gets viewed, or it gets a thumbs up by an employer, or your contact info was revealed, they'll send you a status update, and you'll know exactly where you stand. And by the way, once an employer wants to reach out to you, Zip lets them come to you directly. That's why I love their service. It's easy and it's free. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken and experience the better way to find a job. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you can get clear on what it is that you were created to do. You can get a clear path forward to begin stepping forward to do the work that means great things to you. You don't have to be a part of the 70% of Americans who are unhappy at work. You don't have to spend the 90,000 plus hours that most Americans will spend at work in their lifetime, absolutely miserable, just kind of walking around like a zombie trying to get through the weekend. Doesn't have to be that way. There is hope. So let's go. Let's talk. If you can't get to us via the phone, you can email the question. It's got to be short, brief, to the point so I can answer. 844-747-2577. Ask@kencoleman.com is the email address. Let's go. James is on the line here near us in Clarksville, Tennessee. James, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How you doing, Mr. Ken?
Well, I am living the dream. James, how can I help?
So I am about to get out of the Army next year. And the job that I currently do, it transfers over to the civilian sector, but I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm burnt out on it, and I don't ever have, like, family time or anything like that, and I am absolutely clueless on job-wise where to go from here.
Yeah. Well, let's not worry about jobs. Let's just talk about what it is you want to do, because I think that you're scared, and when someone is scared, you just don't think clearly. So let's get clear for a moment about what it is that you would love to do. Forget about if the job's available. Let's just talk about what James would really like to do. And so I'll walk you through this if we need to, but I'm going to put you to a test that sometimes just gets a good blurted answer out of somebody. Just blurt it. Don't even think about it. All right. Now, James, if I give you a job the day you get out, about a year from now, and I'm going to give you something, it's going to pay you what you need to make, so you've got that idea in your head, and there's no risk that you would fail. You know you're going to be good at it. You know it's going to work out, so it takes all the pressure off, and this is just this is going to be fun. James has got something he could try for a little while. Doesn't mean he's going to do it the rest of his life, but we're just going to try it, and you know it's going to work. What would you try? Now you're thinking. You've already had a couple things that are through your head, and you decided not to say them. Just say it. What do you think you'd like to try? What kind of work? Don't worry about job title. What would you be doing?
Anything with my hands.
There we go.
I'm a very blue-collar person. I don't know. I can't sit behind a desk.
Good. That's okay. You don't need to be ashamed of that. But see, now you're making kind of qualifications for yourself. I want confident James, who when I pushed you a moment ago, you went, anything working with my hands. Keep going down that lane. What would you do with your hands? Remember, this is a fun exercise, James. We're not painting you in a corner. We're saying, let's hear James's heart. And so what would you do with your hands? What kind of work with your hands would you just love to try, knowing you'd be good at it, and just go, all right, Ken, I'll try that. What would it be?
I like woodworking, anything high performance, anything with engines.
Good. Woodworking, let's just say engines, mechanical, what else? Anything else come to mind?
Being outside.
Good. I love it.
I like working outdoors. I don't necessarily like being confined to an area.
Great. I think there's more to it than just being outside. I would tell you that another clue that you just gave me is that when you say I don't like being confined to an area, that's not just, well, I like to be outside. That also means I don't want to be stuck in the same routine every day. I want to have some flexibility, some movement, some rhythm to my day. Am I getting that right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. Those are some really good clues. Okay. Now, just for a moment, let's just talk about what you do best, because there's going to be a direct connection between what you just told us you would really like to do, which we started on your passion line. Let's go to your talent line. What are the things that match up with the stuff you just told us? Woodworking, engines, mechanical, the idea of just loving the outdoors. What are things that you do well that match up to those things? You're thinking again, James. You're thinking way too hard. Let me help you. I'm going to walk you through this. At any point, you get to say yes or no, but I'm going to try to lead you because you're locking up on me. Are you good with a hammer, a saw, some nails, measuring? Are you good at woodworking? You got the basic talent to work with wood, do some carpentry work, yes or no?
Absolutely. I've done it my whole life.
All right, then. Why was that so hard? You're thinking too hard, man. You're thinking about a title and everything being pretty. Let's just talk about the work that you're really good at. Are you good around engines? Are you just a decent gearhead, or are you above average?
I'd say above average.
All right.
I was a mechanic for 3 or 4 years.
Okay, great. So you've been working with wood your whole life, and you've been a mechanic for 3 or 4 years. What's the tie between a guy who is good at woodworking and a guy who can mess with an engine? What's the tie? What's the skill set that makes you, what's that natural talent that makes you good at both of those? Tell me. Okay, I'm going to help you out. James.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, brother. But listen, you have got to believe in yourself. Okay? All right, what's the tie between the two is the way your brain works. You have a process-driven, math kind of driven, analytical-driven brain. Is that true or false?
True.
It's absolutely true. It's why you can deal with an engine, and it's why you've got that geometry and algebra. You're pretty decent at those subjects, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. I wasn't. I was terrible at algebra and geometry. That's why I can't do either one of those things. I look at an engine, James, and it might as well be a big, giant puzzle that's been dumped out on the floor. That's what an engine looks like to me when I see it. You see how it all comes together, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You could look at a renovation project and go, okay, I know how I would do that. Because a person could say to you, hey, James, I'm looking to do this to my kitchen or my bathroom. How would you do it? You'd have an answer pretty quick, wouldn't you, James?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because you think in patterns and solving problems. You have a problem-solving gift in your brain that you can see things that others can't see. So let's just pause that for a moment. What did you do best in the Army? If I were to talk to everybody that served with you or led you, what would they say? This is where James, he's very gifted here. The guy just does this very well. What would they tell me?
My knowledge of my job, my leadership abilities.
What was your day-to-day? What was your day-to-day duty?
I'm a firefighter in the Army.
Firefighter in the Army. Okay. So you're just done with that particular thing. But the reality is if you were... knowing what we know now, if you were going to work for somebody or work for yourself, either with engines, mechanical work, or woodwork, which one would you choose? Would you work for yourself or work for somebody else?
Myself, ideally.
Okay. So which one of those two would you choose? Or is there something else on your head now that I've kind of pulled some stuff out of you? What would be the dream 10 years from now? What are you doing? Say it. Don't think. Don't worry about how to get there, James. I'll help you with that. What would you love to be doing?
High-performance engines.
Boom.
High-performance cars, drag cars, stuff like that. But there's not really a market for it.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. See, you just broke the rule, James. You're killing me, man. No. You're killing me, James. I told you don't worry about how to get there. I just want to know what you want to do. And you know why this phone call for you has been tough? Because you knew what it was the whole time, but you're like, there's no way that's possible. So Ken's trying to get me to say something else. And I wasn't trying to get you to say something else. I was trying to get you to say, what would you love to do, James, if I could snap my fingers and make it happen? And it took this long for you to go work on high-performance engines. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so James, listen. So if that's Mount Everest, if that's the peak, then what would it take for you to get there? And the answer to what it would take to get there, now that you're clear on what you'd love to do, is you got to start working on engines full-time every day somewhere, yes or no?
Yes.
Great, you got to build up to it. All right? You got to get qualified to actually work on high performance cars. What is the qualification for a mechanic to get that gig? That's what you have to answer. So go do the research on that. And then you begin to work towards that goal. Are you going to get it tomorrow? Next year? Probably not. Start working on engines now. What extra qualifications are you going to need to be able to do that? Figure that out. That's your path. Come on, James. This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. One caller at a time, we're helping people get clear so they can get qualified and get connected and get hired or get started and then get promoted, get the dream job, and then advance to work with tremendous meaning and give yourself away. That is the journey. And it is possible. It's waiting for you, but we got to start many times at that first step. Get clear on who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. 844-747-2577 is the number. Ask at kencoleman.com is the email address. Renee is on the line in Nevada, Missouri, if I'm reading that right. Renee, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, Ken. How are you doing?
I am living the dream, Renee. What's going on?
I'm living my dream, too.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
First of all, I started as a public defender, which really suits me. And you talk about people being called to something. I feel like something that I'm called to do. Not everybody can be a public defender. It's kind of rough work sometimes. But then not only that, I used the proximity principle without knowing what it was to get into management, upper management, so that I could train and teach other people how to do the job that I do.
Well, of course you
did. That's my sweet spot.
I love it.
Teaching and mentoring.
So how'd you use the proximity principle without even knowing what it is?
Well, it started with we had a new director, and he was doing a tour of the various offices. And when he came to my office, I actually sat down and met with him, even argued with him about some policies, system-wide policies, and I just talked to him just as a person. He was very inspiring. Then I went to a management conference before I was in management. It was open to other people, and I was just interested in leadership, so I went to that conference, and then I got involved with the training team, the training division, and started helping out in different training situations. And then when the position in the managing attorney position in an office that I wanted to work in came up and I applied for it, I sat in on the interview, and the director remembered meeting me years before and admired my bravery for standing up to him and hired me within 30 minutes after the interview.
Oh, my goodness. How long ago was this?
3 years.
Okay. Wow. So you called today to just say, hey, the proximity principle works, and I didn't even know what it was, which is great.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I wrote the book, because I just did a case study on all the successful men and women that I've ever met, read about, and they all figured it out. It's about showing up, and you did. In fact, I wrote down while you were talking, you spoke up. You took it to that first story of just kind of going, hey, I kind of disagree. I think this should happen. You spoke up.
I did.
Then you showed up at that conference. And then you stood up. And so, folks, Renee is modeling the way. What did she do? She spoke up. She showed up. She stood up. And when that happens, Renee, you can say an amen to this one. You get noticed, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's part of the deal. And at any time, did you have any kind of fear and doubt in the midst of all this, but you did it anyway?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to go the whole time. My husband told me for years that I should be in management, and I kept poo-pooing it. And one of the reasons I went to that conference is just get him off my back.
So we need to give your hubs a little shout-out as well for just kind of pushing you, nudging you a little bit. He just kept nudging you, nagging you a little bit, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go just to shut the hubs up. And he was right the whole time.
He was. He was. Yeah. Of course, it was the reason I went to law school, too. I didn't want to go to law school, but he made me.
Wow. I think you should make him his favorite dessert tonight, Renee. I think just a little show of appreciation. Well, Joe, what do we do for ladies and gentlemen like Renee who have just figured it out? What do we like to do, Joe? Yeah, way to go, Renee. She practiced the proximity principle, didn't even know what it was. So let's break it down. Is the proximity principle more than just my best-selling book? Of course it is. It existed before we wrote the book. What is it? The right people plus the right places equals opportunity. That's the simplified formula. The principle itself, if you're new to the show, says in order to do what I want to do, I've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. That's the formula. The right people plus the right places equals opportunity to meet more of the right people, to be in the right places where I meet more right people. And I keep doing this. And what happens is opportunities find me. It's not me out looking for opportunities. It really works. Way to go, Renee. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing the story. By the way, this points out too, you got to have a spouse and you got to have friends that do what Renee's spouse did. They believe in us when we don't believe sometimes, and they nudge us. It's that gentle nudge that could make all the difference. It certainly did in Renee's life. So I love that story. Let's go to Robert, who is on the line in one of my favorite places in the world, Charlottesville, Virginia. Robert, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
So making this a little bit brief and quick, I love what I do as my day job. I've been working here now 3 years, property management. And a light bulb moment kind of happened to me a few weeks back. And I started realizing that a lot of the homes that I take care of have sun exposure on the roofs. And I started thinking to myself, solar power, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So that kept me up for a few nights. And I made some business cards. I took, set up appointments with 5, maybe 7 companies to get prices, kind of see what their company's like on my personal home. My idea is to, be a consultant to, certain, prospects where it would make sense, because not every home, makes sense for solar power, okay. Obviously.
Right.
So I guess what I'm getting at is, with making the business cards, trying to get my name out there, I have 2 companies right now that are willing to kind of work with me, commission-based, finders, fee, that sort of thing.
Meaning if you talk some of these houses that you manage and then outside of that into getting solar panels, then you'll take the work to those companies and they'll give you a piece of the action.
Right, just sort of being like the middleman.
Yeah, great. Makes sense to me. Yeah. So what's up? What's your question?
How would you, because, this is going to be kind of a side thing for me. Forgot to mention as well, my brother-in-law does roofing for a living.
Okay.
So that's another way of kind of getting the word out.
Okay.
Am I kind of doing everything right? Doing slow, like you were
yes.
saying,
Yeah.
Small steps.
So, here's the deal. I'm going to answer your question because you haven't asked it yet, but I know what your question is. How do you build it? Right?
Right, exactly.
How do you grow it?
Yep.
All right, you ready for this? This is going to blow your mind. I hope you're ready for this. 1 house at a time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Don't make
what I've been doing. So.
Yeah, you're doing it right. That's all I'm doing. I'm having some fun with you, but I'm telling you, that's my advice. 1 house at a time. Don't make this thing bigger than it needs to be. You need to get 1 right. client at a time who goes, seriously? That's great. And you know what I would do? I'd save up some money, put the solar panels on your house and have your brother-in-law do you solid by installing them. And because right. you're going to end up feeding him some business or something, I don't know, just make it happen. And then you need to run the numbers, use you as the test case. What were the numbers on your bills? What was the efficiency of your house prior to the solar panels? What is it like now? And that becomes your case study. And then you know these people that you're managing their properties and just make the case. And slowly make the case. Your whole life doesn't depend on it. I love that. There's no pressure on you, Robert, because you love your day job. So don't put pressure on yourself. And so you're in a great place, 1 house at a time. That's all you got to do. That's how you'll grow this side business. I love what you're doing. I love that you're doing it on the side. I love that you've had the gumption to go out and line up a partnership or two. I love it. Keep going. Hey, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for listening. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.